Hashem tells Avram Avinu the words that forever changed the trajectory, not just of Avram Avinu's life, but of the course of humanity. Vayomer Hashem al Avram, the opening pasuk of this week's parsha, Lech lecha me'artzecha mimoladetcha mibeis avicha el ha'aretz asher ar'eka. Hashem says to Avram, Lech lecha, go for yourself from your land, from your birthplace, from the house of your father, to the land that I will show you. And the commentaries, the Mefarshim pick up all on the same basic theme. Why the redundancy? Artzecha, your land, moladitcha, your birthplace, beis avicha, your father's home. What, just have him, you leave, you have to go, and it's you'll go to the land that I'll show you. Why the need for all three? So the commentaries, the Mefarshim give all different reasons. The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh narrows the question a little bit. He says, I understand why HaKadosh Baruch Hu has to tell Avram Avinu me'artzecha, leave your land. Okay, that refers to the land in which you are currently living. You have to get up, you have to move, you have to make a dramatic transition to another land. Artzecha, leave your land. Beis Avicha, I understand as well. Because, of course, leaving your father's home doesn't just represent simply a geographic departure, but leaving your father's home, we know on a deeper level, was for Avram Avinu to leave his family. Rashi HaKadosh points out that although when you read the Psukim, it makes it sound like Terach died before Avram Avinu left, in fact, we know it's not true. Terach was very much alive when Avram Avinu took leave of him. Avram Avinu left an elderly father. Why did he do so? Because HaKadosh Baruch Hu told him, in order for you to accomplish your destiny, in order for you to actualize your destiny, to become great, you have to leave your family behind. Unfortunately for Avram Avinu, his family was a hindrance. His family would not be helpful in his mission to self-actualize and seize his destiny. So says the Baal Shem Tov, I understand. Avram, you have to leave Artzecha, you have to leave your land. I understand Beis Avicha, you have to leave your family. But what does Moladetcha, leave your birthplace? What does that contribute? What does this add to this? And here the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh says something absolutely amazing. His words are, Ki ikar brias ha'adam ba'olam hazeh, for the entire purpose of an individual's life in this world, l'shaber midos ra'os shalo tivis, to go ahead and literally overcome, literally means destroy or demolish, his negative innate traits or qualities. V'zeu shekasuv umimoladitcha, dehainu hativ'i shenoladita imo, v'ir l'shabra osa. The Baal Shem Tov says, what is the ikar avoda? What is my primary purpose in this world, right? Isn't this a question we ask ourselves all the time? Like the Ramchal said, Machov aso ba'olama, what is my obligation in this world? And the Baal Shem Tov says, while there are many different answers, a basic answer that is true for all of us is that we are all born with things, as the Baal Shem Tov calls them, midos ro'os tivios. I have innate negative qualities and characteristics. Have them. We're born with them. We are born with certain proclivities, certain predispositions that are negative, that are bad, that are not good. And says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, my job, my avoda in this world is to overcome them, is to transcend them, maybe even on a deeper level, to rechannel them or to repurpose them. Because even those negative traits and qualities represent a certain energy that I possess. And my job in life is to rechannel it, to repurpose it. But says the Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh, isn't this incredible? That my ikar avoda, my primary responsibility in this world, is to overcome the midos ro'os tivios, to be able to overcome the innate, the inborn negative traits and characteristics with which I am born. But yet so often, and this is incredible because we all contend with this, we all deal with this, and this is our avoda to try to overcome it. Yet often we say to ourselves, this is the way I am. This is the way that I am. What am I going to do? Love it or leave it, right? This is who I am. I've always been this way. This is my disposition. This is my character. These are my qualities. I've been this way since I was a kid. And the Baal Shem Tov says, that may be true. I think for many of us, we struggle with the same negative characteristics, character traits and qualities from the time that we were young. But just because I've been struggling with them for a long time does not mean that I lack the ability to overcome them. Says the Baal Shem Tov, that's the meaning of moladitcha. You see, artzicha, beis avicha, these are quantifiable statements. You have to leave your land, that refers to a geographic departure. You have to leave the land where you grew up, in the land in which you are currently situated. Beis avicha, you have to leave your family. Moladitcha, sometimes you have to leave yourself. Sometimes you have to grow past yourself. Moladetcha means those characteristics with which you were born, those qualities, those traits that are negative, that are not good, that are holding you back. Lech lecha. Find the courage to leave those behind. We sometimes look at ourselves as damaged goods. We look at ourselves as possessing qualities or traits which we cannot overcome. And Avram Avinu teaches us that that is not true. Kadosh Baruch Hu tells to Avram, Lech Lecha, I need you to go make a journey. I need you to go in a different direction. I need you to leave your geographic land. I need you, unfortunately, to leave your family. And I need you to believe that you have the ability to overcome the Midos Ra'os, the negative qualities and characteristics that you were born with. You didn't even do anything to acquire them. They were just programmed into you. We all have them. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, lest you think that because you were born with it, you can't escape it. Lech Lecha teaches us that we have the ability to overcome the Midos Ra'os, even the negative traits, negative characteristics, and negative behaviors which hold us back. Wishing everyone a good and Erev Shabbos and a beautiful Shabbos Kodesh.